That was an incredibly disparaging remark about one of the greatest first ladies, if not the greatest first lady, we have seen. It was a disgusting thing to say. It was inexcusable. When he said it, Trump smiled. This is some disgusting stuff, and this is associated with the right when stuff like this happens. And it's not to say that the left doesn't engage in its own incendiary rhetoric and stuff like that. That's not how I roll. But this should have immediately been denounced by the president. But he doesn't do that enough. And that's the problem.
Why not stick around for the signing ceremony with this Iran peace deal?
I might.
You might?
Yeah, I might. But I'd rather, this is a memorandum of understanding. It's very important, but it might not be the kind of a document that I should be signing.
There's some element to this where you send the vice president. If it works out, great, you look like a genius for sending him. And if it doesn't work out, it's the vice president's
fault. I like that idea, sure. Well, this way, if it works out, I'm going to take the credit. If it doesn't work out, I'm blaming J.D. You better be careful, J.D. He's going to turn his plane around and get the hell out of here. Yeah, I like that idea. I think it's a good idea. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
If it were anybody else opening their mouth and saying that, you could absolutely positively believe it's a joke. But since that is President Donald Trump's default position, to accept credit when everything goes right or anything goes right, but point the finger of blame when things go wrong, you got to take him at his word. You damn right. J.D. Vance, if this ain't a good deal, then it's your fault. But if it is a good deal, it's my fault. It's my fault. I deserve the credit. Well, ain't you supposed to know that before you agree to the damn deal? I mean, what the hell? What the hell? This straight shooter with Stephen A., you know, I really wish he would debate me. I mean, you can't make this up. You really, really can't. It wasn't a war. You bombed Iran in June. You said it was done. You obliterated them. Then you come back and you bomb them again because they were less than a month away or 10 days away from building a nuclear, from having a nuclear weapon. So which was the truth, in June or months later when you bombed them the second time? No new wars. We've been in a war for approximately 110 days. We can't afford to give TSA workers $2 billion for a month, but we could spend $2 billion a day on a war. Oh, that's budgeted. That's in the defense budget. Really? What? Now we got a war out here. And they're saying this is supposed to be resolved. Well, it cost us over $60 billion. Hell, it might have cost us over $100 billion. We got a ballroom that's being built that's going to cost taxpayers $300 million. $307 million to be exact. Not 302, like I said earlier. $307 million. But you can't pay for it even though you've pocketed billions. Do you see the inherent indecency of this approach? See, this is what pisses me off. And I'm not just blaming Trump. I'm blaming the administration. I'm blaming the elected officials. See, I'm not one that bloviates, oh, racist, not to stop the nonsense. Stop all of that name calling. All that does is give the 77 million people that voted for him fodder to say, see, y'all are just as bad as us, if not worse. Don't buy into that. Stick with the facts. Stick with the facts. Trump himself reportedly, as a businessman, has made over $5 billion. In the year and a half that he's been back in office. If you calculate that, ladies and gentlemen, this man is going to make about 13 to 15 billion by the time he leaves office in 2028. But you can't pay $300 million? Do you see when we're talking about stuff that is inherently vile? You're a representative on Capitol Hill from Mike Johnson, who's been a guest on this show, who I like talking to, on down. It could be the Jim Jordans of the world. It could be the Tim Cottons of the world. It could be the Ted Cruz's of the world in the Senate and others. None of y'all going to stand up and say, damn, you couldn't pay that $300 million out of your pocket. You got $5 billion. We don't know as the American public, specifically, but y'all do. You know the man pocketed billions. You can't pay that out of your pocket. All these MAGA folks support you. All these people believing in you like a cult-like figure, treat you like a cult-like figure. Bound to your every win, marching lockstep with you. There's nothing inside of you, President Trump, that says, yo, I did make a few billion dollars. I can afford to pay this $300 million myself. We know you're going to put it in your name anyway. The Kennedy Center, ain't that got your name on it? I just drove past there a few weeks ago. Saw your photo on there. You making billions. You can't afford to pay $300 million? When people's cost of living is elevated, oil, gas, food, rent, mortgages, everything. You can't afford to pay it yourself? Your boys with the money. Elon Musk is a trillionaire. Him overseeing Doge and cutting fraud and ingratiating himself with elected officials on Capitol Hill, beholden to you, did not assist in him becoming a trillionaire in some way? Y'all can't pay $300 million? It's a freaking penny to y'all. This is the evilness. This right here. Because let me tell you something. One thing Donald Trump knows how to do is make some money. Another thing he knows how to do is help folks that he like make some money. Big, beautiful bill. We ain't going to even get started with how that's facilitated so much of this happening. We'll leave that alone for now. Here's the one thing that I would say. Here's the inherent difference between one who is decent and one who is not. Let me put myself on Front Street. Ladies and gentlemen, if I had $6 billion and I wanted a ballroom, I wouldn't charge taxpayers. I'd pay for it myself. If I got $5, $6 billion, I can afford $300 million. And the fact that I'm in the presidency, in the White House, yet still allowed to conduct business in a fashion that funnels billions of dollars into my private pocket, even though I'm supposed to be a public servant, I would have the decency to say, I'll pay for it myself. I'll pay for it myself. This is the kind of stuff that pisses me off. He got the money. His family got the money. His enterprise has the money. His cronies have the money. But you come into the American citizen whose lives you're trying to make better by making sure they pay more of it. It's a damn shame. I ain't getting the politics and policy. I'm talking about a $300 million ballroom cost to the American taxpayer. How in God's name can that be justified? You can afford it. Pay for it. Don't give me that crap about it's the people's house. You built it. You decided to build it. POTUS. Y'all some trifling ass people on Capitol Hill. Seriously. You're supposed to stop this. Seriously. Joe in New York. You're live with Stephen A. Straight Shooter. What's up?
Yeah, Stephen, I'd like to congratulate you for being the latest black person to be called low IQ by President Trump. And it's a quite a long and distinguished list of people.
Joe, I'll let you go on, but hold on. Just because he did that, I'm not going to let you do that. There's plenty of white people he called low IQ too. I'm not going to fall for that. I'm not saying you're trying to. You're not doing anything wrong, Joe, and you're not inaccurate. There are an abundance of black people he accused of having low IQ. But he's also accused a lot of white people of having low IQ as well. Let's not use that as a reason and cause to engage in the racial dynamics of a situation. I'm not taking it that way. Donald Trump, I don't think that Donald Trump does this to black people and not this to white people. I think Donald Trump does anything to anybody who is anti-Trump. He don't give a damn what color, ethnicity, race, or group you're associated with. He could care less. If you are not pro-Trump, you are his enemy and he treats you like it. That is what I believe. Go ahead.
Oh, I get it. Okay. But speaking of, you know, low IQ, I mean, a lot of people think Donald Trump is kind of low IQ and stupid. As a matter of fact, his former Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, called him an effing moron.
I'm not going to get caught up in that because I've seen, first of all, I used to talk to him for years before he was ever running for president. Folks didn't call him stupid then. When he was on Oprah Winfrey's show and he was friends with Whoopi Goldberg and others, people weren't calling him dumb then. A matter of fact, people was asking him if he would ever run for office because they thought he was smart and they thought he was bright, because in all likelihood, he probably was. At the end of the day, he's older now. He's 80 years of age. He might have lost his fastball. He might have lost his step. We don't have to get into all of that. That feeds right into their hands, Joe. You don't have to do that because they could easily debunk that. Well, you know, with plausible deniabilities, we spend too much energy fighting futile fights. Let's focus on substantive stuff that we can definitively prove that will work to an advantage of anybody who is opposite him, as opposed to engaging in such frivolous nonsense.
Can I make one last point?
Hurry up. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You think somebody who graduated from the Wharton School of Finance would know that you can't lower the price of something below 100%. I just want to say that. Maybe somebody should ask to see his college transcript.
Okay, and I'm asking you this question. Tell me, see, now you piss me off. I'll ask you this question, Joe. What the hell is that going to accomplish? He's the president. Could you think of something that's actually going to affect his presidency? What is that going to do? All that's going to do is make you feel good. It's almost like a child. You get to say, nah, 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 see, I got your transcript. What the fuck does that mean? It doesn't mean anything, Joe. Excuse my cursing. I apologize for that, but I'm pissed. It makes no sense. It's childish. It accomplishes nothing. Come to me with an idea that accomplishes something, and I'll listen. Have a nice evening. Frank in Rhode Island, go ahead.
Hello.
How are you,
Frank? I love your show. I just started listening to it.
Thank you.
I took a lot of notes, but I'm just going to compare the car show in the front. I really loved that one. But the MMA fight.
Okay, go ahead, Frank.
That was like a Coliseum and Caesar. You know? Caesar.
Okay. All right. All right, yeah. You know, the king, and he wanted to look like a king, and okay, fine. And?
Yeah.
He's thinking it's going to appeal to young voters, and it might. Might not be enough, but
Absolutely.
It might.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
Okay. Appreciate the call.
The army I served in doesn't exist anymore.
Okay.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you so much. Scott, North Carolina, go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, Stephen. I just wanted to point out a few things. Not going to get into what Marjorie Taylor Greene's time in office and what she's said and done. But I would, however, like to kind of squash this. Yeah, she might have been on the phone with Trump and he said it could hurt her friend or his friends. You know, it hurts out of the millions of pages of documents. It has hurt a lot of people that had nothing to do illegally, and it smears their name as to be associated with.
Okay, so are you a proponent of keeping the Epstein files under lock and key, not divulging all the Epstein files? Are you a proponent of that?
No, I want it all divulged. But however, I would like that to be, you know, you should be able to defend yourself. And
well, of course, I mean, once it's divulged, of course you'll have to defend yourself.
Right. And I just think that that was probably where he was going at the fact that, you know, just because you're named in it, you could have just been the name in his book or.
You don't get to say that. You know why you don't get to say that, Scott? Because he campaigned on releasing the files. Had he not campaigned on releasing the files, but you were just a representative on Capitol Hill who insisted upon him releasing the files and you pushed for it, that would be different. But when you campaigned on it and you convinced your followers, your constituents, that this is what you were going to do the second you got an opportunity to do it, and the head of the DOJ and Pam Bondi says, I've got the stuff on my desk. I'm about to release them. And then suddenly it didn't happen. Nah, bro, you don't get to make that argument, Scott. You ain't doing that on this show. That happened. You're not doing that. Yeah, you better try something else. That's not happening.
You're right. I just wanted to make one more point.
Why should I let you? UFC hurry up. Go ahead.
The UFC event, I feel was very popular and very good.
It was.
But the alternative that like Britt Midler and all them singing again, that just ruined the, you know. Okay. I feel like.
All right. All right. Goodbye. Have a nice day. Scott, you're saying nothing. You're saying nothing. I mean, I don't even know what you're talking about, to be quite honest with you. It was a spectacular event. It was ruined by the one asshole who was fighting in the octagon, who said that Michelle Obama was a man. And I keep forgetting his name, John. I keep forgetting his last name. I apologize. I got brain lock here for a second. But it was inexcusable. John Hockett, H-O-K-I-T. That was an incredibly disparaging remark about one of the greatest first ladies, if not the greatest first lady, we have seen. It was a disgusting thing to say. It was inexcusable. When he said it, Trump smiled. It was denounced, thank God, by Dana White, the president and CEO of the UFC. Let's hear what he had to say. I understand that the Obamas are public figures, but I'm completely against saying nasty and false things about people's families. Everyone knows my position on free speech, but I hate that kind of nonsense. Thank goodness he said that, and thank goodness other officials spoke out against it. Senator Warnock out of Georgia, he spoke out against it, along with various others. This is some disgusting stuff, and this is associated with the right when stuff like this happens. And it's not to say that the left doesn't engage in its own incendiary rhetoric and stuff like that. That's not how I roll. But this should have immediately been denounced by the president. But he doesn't do that enough. And that's the problem. He comes across as an individual that emboldens. I'm not accusing him of doing what Josh Hockett did. I'm saying that you denounce that immediately. They should have escorted his ass out of there. And the president should have said there's no excuse for that. And the president should have followed up with his own statement as opposed to leaving it to Dana White. It was on the White House grounds. It was on the South Lawn. But this is the same president that liked the photo of the Obamas depicted as apes months ago. And then you wonder why people associate the word racist with him. I'm not calling him that. I'm saying when you allow shit like that to happen, that's what ultimately stains you. Just like I've said repeatedly, the 77 million plus people voted for this man. Respect it. He's the president of the United States. I would also tell you that Barack Obama is a contemporary. He served two terms as president of the United States of America. And he deserves better than that. And his wonderful, marvelous, brilliant, intelligent, and yes, attractive wife. Because I got news for a lot of y'all out there. She's attractive to a lot of us. We damn sure know she don't look like no man to us. This marvelous, intelligent, accomplished woman. And you talk about her like that. It's inexcusable. And the president should have spoke up and said so. But because he doesn't, it's stuff like this that people remember and hold on to, which diverts them away from focusing on his policies and whether they work or not, because they're so disgusted by the vile behavior he either initiates, emboldens, or cosigns. Simple and plain. 866-967-6887. That's 866-96-POTUS. More of this Straight Shooter with Stephen A. coming your way in a minute. Don't go away.